Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, once again, it's so good to be with you, and Jesus Christ is alive and well, and He is with us, and He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and He has given us His Word, and the Bible says the Word of God is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth, and we have it today. We have it in the English, and they have it in many other languages, but we have it in the Authorized King James Bible in the English, the perfect inerrant, verbally inspired word of God that is with us. And of course, the devil always has his crowd out there trying to attack it. But that means nothing, and it will mean nothing in the future. But today we have it, and it brings us so much rejoicing, so much blessing. And we can just thank God for it. And the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And when we have the Lord, we have something to rejoice about. First of all, we can rejoice that our Jesus said that our names are written in the book of life. And He said, I'll not blot them out. He said, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And the Bible says that Jesus said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give my life a ransom for many. And that is, He paid the penalty for the law of sin and death, was punished in our place. And so we don't have to be punished. We're God's child. And you know what Christianity is all about? God is getting together a great big family. We call it the forever family. And you can come into the family when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you don't have any other reason to rejoice, that's a reason right there. But then He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you, and He'll bless you. And so I can say as a testimony that my life has been a continual source of blessings from the wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the Most High God of the universe. And He's getting ready to come back. But we're going to talk in Joshua chapter 1. And the children of Israel, the Jewish people, they had just been taken out of slavery and bondage. And Jesus has taken us when we're saved, when we have accepted Him, from the slavery and bondage of sin, that we don't have to be addicted to any kind of a sin whatsoever. He's freed us from that power of sin over our life, and He's given us a new life. And He took them through the desert to show them that He could take care of them. Millions of people went through there, and when they went in, they might have went in with baby shoes, but they came out with full-grown shoes, because He can grow bones, and He can grow shoes and grow clothes. And so He fed them, He gave them clothes, and He took millions of people through that desert to show His power. And I, as an individual, can thank God, and I am so rejoicing today. I'm here with my friends, that Jesus Christ has been a blessing to me all my life. It's just it's almost too good to express. But I want to say, first of all, I thank the Lord today. I have good Christian friends with me, Nick Bruschi, and he was born in Italy, and he is now a happy, satisfied Christian. He's smiling over there. And then we have Floyd Stanbaugh over here, and he brought me here today, and thank you for him, another saved and satisfied Christian. And then our co-host, Brother Al Davis. And if I need to know anything, I go right to him. Very intelligent man. And he's pastor of Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and he is a great blessing and a help to me. So we're going to start off, and I'm going to ask him to read the verses in Joshua chapter 1. Israel has been freed from slavery, gone through the desert. God has taken them, and now they're coming into the promised land. That's the land of Palestine today, or land of Israel as a nation. And so this is what God tells them in Joshua chapter 1.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And before I read that, just want to remind people that they can visit online at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And you can find out more about Bruce Musselman there. And there's some other resources and things that you can find at that page, as well as past programs. all there at whereisgodsword.com. Well, we're in Joshua chapter 1, and starting in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel."
Okay, thank you. Before I comment, I want to say, too, at this time, we're going into the Christmas season, I thank God for the Country Baptist Church that has been supporting this radio ministry, and then also the folks that have supported me, Mark Valeni, at People's Baptist Church, and I attend that church in Brunswick, Ohio. They have service at 10 o'clock at the Comfort Inn right in downtown Brunswick, and he is an excellent preacher that loves the Lord. I mean, it's just a blessing. Every time I go to that church, People's Baptist, where I attend, and if you don't have a church home, I invite you to go there, and I would certainly enjoy meeting you and the people at that good church. It's in the Comfort Inn right in the square in downtown Brunswick, and at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and with Mark Valeni, and they have supported me for years. And then Pastor Andy Rusnak of Bible Baptist Temple, I want to thank him. He supported my ministry for many years, and he is a man of God, an excellent preacher, one of the best you'll ever hear on the radio. He's on this station many times, and he has a great church in Euclid, Ohio, Bible Baptist Temple. So these people have been such a blessing to me all through my life, and I just want to thank them also. So now he has just read chapter 1 now of Joshua, if you want to get your Bible out. Now, Moses gave the law, and the law shows the commands of God and how we are to live our life, but nobody can keep the law. And a lot of people say they believe that by keeping the Ten Commandments, they'll make it to heaven. But in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus showed that nobody has ever kept them and or can keep them. And that's very important to understand. And so Jesus, though he did keep them, as the Son of God, he kept the commandments perfectly. And so by his perfect life, when he came, he was punished and took our punishment on the cross and died in our place. But his perfect life is not counted to us. Our sins are counted to him. His perfect life, because he kept the law perfectly, is counted to us. And God looks at us as perfect. Now, Joshua, Moses led them into the land, but finally, I mean, lured them up to the land, but Joshua will lead them into the land. And Joshua means, thou shalt call his name Jesus, which is the same as Joshua. Yeshua is Savior. And so Jesus is our Savior. The law cannot save us because we can't keep it, but Jesus is our Savior. And we must come to admitting that we are sinners, admitting that we have broken the law, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Lord and our Savior. Okay, let's read verse 2.
All right, verse 2 again, where Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel.
All right, now, right here, it's a tremendous verse, and it's saying that God gave the land of what we call Palestine today to the Jewish people. And if anybody goes against that, they're in big trouble. Now, God told the Jews, if you serve me and if you obey me, he says, and you love me and put your faith in me, he said, I will bless you more than any other people. But if you step out on me, if you could commit adultery against me and you follow some other god, you will suffer more than any other people. This is history. And that's when we know that the Bible is true, because it is factual. It is true. Everything it says happens. And so when Israel was serving God, they were blessed more than any other nation. But when they stepped out on him, they had the curses on them more than any other nation. They suffered more than any other people. But that land belongs to them. And, you know, when one of our presidents was he had made a statement about dividing up the land. And one of our presidents put pressure on Israel to take their settlers out of Gaza. And so the Israeli army, because of pressure from the United States, forced these Jewish settlers to leave Gaza, which is a part of Israel. Within 24 hours, we got hit with Katrina, and 120,000 American homes were destroyed. Our God is God. He's all powerful. And he gave that land to them, and he says, I'll judge the nations for parting our land. If any president tries to divide up that land and take it away from the Jews, it's going to hit this country like a tornado or worse than that. And this is true. Everything the Bible says is true. Let's read the next verse.
All right. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses.
All right. Now, he is saying that he gave that land to the Jewish people, to Israel. And that was God gave the land. I mean, that's important to understand. And any nation that goes against us is going to be hit like a tornado. All right. Let's read the next verse.
All right. Verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast.
All right, now, that would be a rock, as the Euphrates River runs right through Baghdad, so that would be from the Euphrates River all the way over to the Mediterranean Sea. God gave Israel all of that land. Now, somebody might not like that, but that's what God says. And they do not have it right now, but they will have it one day in the future when Jesus Christ comes back. And God has promised. Now, they have most of it. And the England, they had control of much of that property at one time, or much of that land, and they divided it up. But by dividing it up, they lost their empire. And so the United States, we better not try to divide up that land. And, you know, Roosevelt, after World War II, and I don't know if I just heard you say this, Al, but President Roosevelt was talking to the King of Saudi Arabia, and he was concerned about the oil supply and everything, and he probably made some deal with him. And after he had talked to him, suddenly he died just like that. And our God is alive and well. Do you know something about that? I think I heard you talk
about it. Yeah, I mentioned part of that, where he had assured that as long as he was president, that the United States would never recognize an independent Jewish state. And it was about a week and a half later he died. The famous unfinished portrait was being done at that time. And his vice president, Harry Truman, became the president. And, of course, Harry Truman had been educated in a Baptist church by his mother and his grandfather that the Jewish people were God's people and that land was for the Jewish people.
That's right. You know, England was blessed when she blessed Israel, and any country is blessed when she blessed them. Now, I'm not saying that they're perfect or they're without sin, and God certainly shows that all the way through, but one day he's going to take them through and discipline, and one day they're going to come back and be a blessing, and they're going to be honored by God in the future, and it's an everlasting nation. And sometimes, you know, in Jewish history, they talk about what the Christians did to them. Well, the Bible-believing Christians have helped them all along. Even they protested the Crusades, because they're never involved in that. Jesus never taught about setting up a concentration camp or taking anybody by force. And so Prime Minister David Lloyd George was brought up in a Baptist home, and he was the one that opened the land up for the Jews to come back. And then we said Truman was taught in a Baptist church, and he recognized Israel. And Abraham Lincoln's mother was a Baptist. And when Grant kicked the Jews out of, was going to put out an order, put them out of the South, Abraham Lincoln rescinded the order. And these people were all influenced and brought up in Bible-believing Baptist homes. And so Bible-believing Christians, and, you know, Christianity today, and this is such an important thing, They talk about being a Christian without going by what Jesus Christ said. When you become a Christian, you accept him as Lord. He's in charge. He's the boss. He's the king. He's in charge. How is he in charge? He's in charge through the Word of God, through the Bible. And it's very important to have a Bible that he gave. That's why we back the King James, because it's the Bible that Jesus gave through the apostles and translated by the King James translators. And it goes right back to the apostles. And we have been talking about that for years and proving that this text behind the King James goes back to the apostles, whereas the other ones have been corrupted, and we've been talking about that. We have many, many books out that is showing exactly that, and the Bible says that. And so that's a very important thing. Okay, go ahead. Let's read.
All right,
first.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee."
Now, these words here have spirit and they have life. Now, imagine that. They're going into the land to conquer the land, and they could be afraid at this time because the walls were high. There's powerful armies against them, and yet God gives them this promise, and he says, "I'll be with you all of thy life." Well, he tells us today. He tells us, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." As I was with Moses, when we could say, "As I was with Moses, I was with you, Nick, and I was with you, Floyd, and I was with you, Al, and I was with you, Bruce, all of my life." And I could say this as my own personal testimony. And it says, nothing can stand and come against me. I've had a lot of things come against me, but it's just amazing how many times the Lord has taken me there out. And I was listening to the funeral ceremony today of George W. Bush, and in there they're quoting the 23rd Psalm, and it talks about the Lord, he's my shepherd. And then it says, when the time comes to die, he says, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Isn't that wonderful? He'll be there all my life, but he'll be there through all eternity to take care of me. My experience has been that he's been there all my life. A lot of things come against me. But, I mean, he's taken me out of every last one of them and says, "I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." He hasn't failed me or forsake thee. What a fantastic promise. And you get this in the Bible. Okay.
All right. Verse 6. "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them."
That says, be strong. Well, how can we be strong? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Jesus is in us. And we can have courage. And I mean, it's like one person said when the Russians got the atomic bomb, he says, "Well, it's going to blow us all to hell." And a Christian says, "Speak for yourself, buddy. It'll blow me to heaven, you know." We can have courage. And we can stand against anybody and anything. And Christians have done that down through the ages. Why? God is in us. He's a, you know, St. Patrick, who is a Bible-believing Christian and had the true Word of God and the true text, he says, the Lord is with me. He's above me. He's beneath me. He's around me. He's everywhere there. And he says, "I won't leave you." And so our God today is alive, and I see him working in the earth today. And I see preachers where it's just amazing where they've shut themselves up against the gospel, but when God wants to go there, nothing could stop them. And so he is the great God. Okay, go ahead.
All right, verse 7. "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest."
Okay, now he says, be thou strong and be very courageous. And you know, when you're doing what's right and you know God is with you, you can be strong and courageous. Adam and Eve, imagine walking with God, you know, in the Garden of Eden. And do you think they were afraid? No. Well, we don't have to be afraid today because God is with us. And he is with us every day. And you know, I get this Bible out and I read these things that I'm telling you just put so much joy and peace in my heart because he is talking to me. and he is talking to you. And he says, be strong and be courageous. Then he says, don't turn from this book. Go by what the Bible says. You see, Christianity today, so much of it, they say they're Christian, but they invent it. They're humanist. Man, they make up the rules. Christianity is not what you feel, what you think, your religious experiences, what your grandmother says. Christianity is what Jesus says in his word, the King James Bible. Next verse.
All right, Joshua 1, verse 8, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Now it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Of course, it can't, for it not to depart out of your mouth, you have to have it, don't you?
Right.
It's something you have. We have God's eternal word today in the English language, in the King James Bible, despite what all the deists say that think God gave it and forgot it. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, so you should think about it. You know, one of the things that I do is I read a chapter usually every morning and every night, and I read the chapter twice, and that helps it to stick in my mind. And I would suggest you can start in the Gospel of John, for instance, and start with just even a chapter a day, and read that chapter through twice, because it'll stick in your mind, and it'll stick in your heart, and it'll bring joy to you. And it says, thou shalt meditate there, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written. Now, you do what it says. If it says, thank the Lord, pray and thank God for everything. List the things that you thank Him for. Praise Him for everything. See? It says, witness. It says, go to church. Just do what it says. See? It's so simple. It says that thou shalt... It says, now, if you meditate, it says you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. You will be prosperous. You'll be prosperous. You'll be contented. That's the first prosperity. And I can think, I have been so contented in life. And not only that, the Bible says that the average person, he doesn't know what heaven's like, but he's already given us a taste of heaven. You can have a taste of heaven because why? You're talking to Jesus, but best of all, he's talking to you when you read this book. And I tell you, some people tell me, oh, they're so discouraged and they're tired out and they're weary. Well, I'll tell you, I just get in that book and start reading it, man. It takes the tiredness away from me. It takes the discouragement away from me, and it gives me joy. And my mind is thinking about these things here. You want to go through life miserable? Don't read the Bible. But if you want to have some joy and peace and be a successful, happy Christian, read that book. Read it every morning. Read it every night. It says, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. God promises prosperity. You want to be prosperous in life? Do what it says. Read it. Do what it says. And God will make you prosperous. He'll give you prosperity in your mind, in your peace, in your finances, in your health. I mean, you name it. That's, you talk about being prosperous. He didn't say make you a millionaire, but I'll tell you, if you got peace and you got joy and you got food and clothes and you know, I felt to myself, well, I got a house and I had a car and I had friends, and I thought, man, I feel like a king. I couldn't have it better. And the best is yet to come, because absent from the body, present with the Lord, heaven is even better than this, see? And now we'll have good success. You want to have good success in life? You don't listen to the news media. You don't listen to the magazines and television and education and all that. All that'll do is lead you into a ditch. But this will lead you into heaven and lead you to peace and joy and prosperity. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. What can be better than that? And that's what he tells you in this book, and his Holy Spirit is in you, and his Holy Spirit says, that's true, that's true, that's true. So start thanking God and praising God for all his blessings that he has given us. And so then they got up and they went to fight, and God has a battle for us to fight for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, God bless you today. Get your King James Bible out and go to church, because the Lord says, don't forsake the assembling yourselves together as the manner of some is. Jesus wants you to do that too. Praise the Lord.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.